This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chukwu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will engage with students in the new 8-episode format of Pariksha Pe Charcha scheduled to be held on the 10th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In a statement, the Education Ministry said that under the new format of the program, renowned personalities from diverse fields will interact with students and share their experiences and knowledge. The ministry informed that in this program, 36 students from each state and union territory have been selected from various schools. The program will be telecast live on Doordarshan, Swayamprabha, the PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. This year, the ministry received over 3.5 crore participants from students, teachers and parents. BJP is poised to form government in Delhi after 27 years. It has unseated Aam Aadmi Party from power in the national capital. Results have been declared for 16 seats for the 70-member Delhi NCT Assembly election. BJP has won 8 seats and is leading in 40 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party has won 8 seats and is leading on 14 seats. Third contender, Congress, has been wiped out in by-election for Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. BJP's Chandra Bhanu Paswan is leading. Counting of votes for by-election in Erode East Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu is in progress. Chandira Kumar VC of Dravida Munetra Kajagam is leading in the seat. Senior BJP leader Baijayant Jai Panda has said that the biggest reason for his party's victory is the guarantee of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He told the media that people believe that the promises made in the BJP manifesto will be fulfilled. He said people wanted change in Delhi for its development. BJP candidate from New Delhi Assembly constituency Parvez Verma said BJP government will bring Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to Delhi. Reacting on the trends, Congress senior leader Priyanka Gandhi said people voted for change in Delhi Assembly polls. She said that Congress will introspect about result. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party candidate from Jangpura constituency, Manish Sisodia, has conceded defeat. He said that the party workers fought well. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Delhi Heights have shown that the public cannot be misled by repeated false promises. Reacting to the Delhi Assembly poll results, Mr. Shah said that the public has responded to the dirty Yamuna, dirty drinking water, broken roads, overflowing sewers and liquor shops open in every street with their votes. He congratulated all the workers of BJP on the party's grand victory in Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the BJP's landslide victory in the Delhi Assembly elections is a victory of faith in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the policies of BJP. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has urged the citizens of the state to give their input for the upcoming state's annual budgets 2025 to 2026. The state budget will be presented in the upcoming assembly session in March next month. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu has appealed all the stakeholders to share their innovative ideas to realize the goal of an inclusive, developed Arunachal. He has urged people to submit their inputs at www.arunachalbudget.in as soon as possible. He said these insights and recommendations will help the state government in building a more vibrant, inclusive and resilient state. In Bangladesh, at least 14 people, almost all belonging to the mobs out to vandalize and destroy any and of all signs of the Awami League, were injured as they came under attack in Ghazipur on Friday night. Awami League cadres ambushed the mobs' attempt to vandalize the residence of former Liberation War Affairs Minister Mojamel Haq. Later, army personnel arrived at the scene, rescued the injured and sent them to the emergency treatment at the hospital. This is the first time in the last 3 days the mob got resistance from the local people and cadres of Sheikh Hasina's party. The United States Bureau of Labor Statistics under the Department of Labor yesterday reported that the unemployment rate edged down to 4% in January, lowest since May 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.